Hello, welcome back, and welcome to chapter seven, where we ask the question, what could possibly go wrong? And we've already mentioned in chapter six that there's no loss without gain, and there's no gain without loss. So this is really looking at both of those things, both sides of that. So in chapter six, we were looking at what happens if you do nothing. This is really looking at what happens if you do something. If you do it, what's going to go wrong? What might go wrong? So as I said before, there's no gain without loss. There's no loss without gain. So for us, moving 300 miles away from family when we moved down to Cornwall, and the loss there was, the main loss, was the fact that family couldn't just drop in for a coffee, which they did from time to time. So now, of course, they have to travel 300 miles to come and stay with us. And they don't just drop in for a coffee. They stay for a week or a couple of weeks. Now, you can look on that as a positive or a negative. The point is that there was a consequence to going through that that change. And so looking at what can go right and what can go wrong is really important. So what are you going to lose when you go through this change? What are you going to gain? That's kind of fairly obvious in terms of the what is it you're trying to achieve from the change overall. But also, what can you lose? Because what you need to then do is kind of balance the two. And so if what you're going to lose is more important than what you're going to gain, then that helps you decide whether you're going to push through with this change or not. But obviously, if you're going to gain more than you're going to lose, then there's a real motivation to go through it. So what could possibly go wrong? Brainstorm all of the things that could happen. And they're not necessarily going to happen. But once you're aware of all of the possible pitfalls and the possible traps in what you're going through, it makes it easier for you to walk around them to avoid them altogether. And you know what you can do, and what I've done in the past, is score them on a kind of a 1 to 10 level of possibility. Or you know, so is my performance going to drop off in terms of typing? Yes, there's a possibility is really high on that. So I'd score myself 10 on that one as being a really high possibility. But other things might be a lot lower. So it helps you to decide whether you're going to go ahead and go through with this, or whether you're going to find a different way of achieving the same outcome that you're looking for. So list all the things that could possibly go wrong, brainstorm them, ask other people, get other people involved. You know, that's really helpful. And then score them on a 1 to 10 score of possibility. And good luck with that, and we'll see you next time.